you for choosing Your Moment of Kim, official podcast of comicbookgoddess.com. Brought to you by the SSDWC, the secret society for delayed world conquest.
There are categories of things in this world that I truly do not wish to understand. Reality TV. Ugly boots. Dresses shaped like swans. $800 shoes. Romance novels. What a misogynist like Nietzsche has to say about women. The pressure that a block exerts on an incline. My distaste for this has actually turned into a major life-shaping force, but that's a story for another time. A lot of these things are things you really can't get away from. I've learned a few things about friendships in the last couple of years. I've learned that there are some truly awesome people that you can't get away from, even if you try. Thank your chosen deities, or lack thereof. Unfortunately, these are invariably outweighed by the suffusion of drama phages who specialize in fast, brutal, endlessly betrayable human relationships. Anyway, I'm sure you've met some of them yourself. They look and speak like humans, but their emotions are completely oversexed, and they require constant fawning and stroking to ensure that they're able to remain the center of their own shallow pool of social contact, no matter how much of that pool measured in inches is destined to dry up in the end. The most important thing I've discovered in the last year is that I really don't give a flying biological imperative about them anymore. Fact is, I can't make them happy without debasing myself. In fact, there's nothing you can do to keep them happy except to continue debasing yourself, so that they can feel good in comparison, I'm sure. Even if you haven't annoyed them yet, just wait until they've run out of other people to be annoyed with. It'll be your turn. Apparently, we are approaching a critical mass of drama phages. In fact, it's quite possible that in the near future we will cross the event horizon, and they will become more numerous than other less sociopathic humans. According to the principles of majority rule, when that happens, then the drama phages become human, and we are relegated to the role of mutant freak. So, in the interest of fairness, here are a few of my personal rules of thumb for assessing the quality of your friends. This first one is the most important, and in fact, it's bumper sticker and t-shirt worthy. Friends help you move. Real friends help you move bodies. I should note at this point that, according to SSDWC protocol, there should never be any bodies left for you to have to move. For those of the feminine be prepared variety, I want to remind you of something you learned in camp.
Make new friends from pots of gold.
Or, you know, something like that. Whether your name is Anakin, Warren, Pygmalion, Hephaestus, because that, like, Clockwork Owl in Clash of the Titans, it was so cool. And Hephaestus is, like, the founder of all geeky godness. And he got the girl, too. She slept around on him, but what do you expect from the goddess of love? I'm sure you'll agree that your robot pals will last longer in gold. However, if you insist on creating robot buddies, remember, follow SSDWC protocol. Read your Asimov, and of course, don't forget Daniel H. Wilson, the author of Where's My Jetpack?, How to Build a Robot Army, and How to Survive a Robot Uprising. If your friend has ever been caught in illicit private congress with some member of your family, apply the television gauge. If the story is more after-school special than soap opera, the friendship might be salvageable. Of course, once you hit the Jerry Springer line, you know, because those guests got paid, it depends on your personal preference. I do suggest that you bail out immediately if you hear the Bad Boys theme. Finally, I've lost friends over some silly things, but probably the silliest thing that ever was the final nail in the coffin of friendship that started with some serious deep personality flaws and ended with a gigantic fight over the definition of the word canon. The most interesting part of this was how I missed the last chance for reconciliation, or maybe just another opportunity to bask in the drama phage's mental cruelty, because I was picking up an iPod that I won in a contest. Now you get to benefit from my experience. I now consider this to be the most important thing that I ever learned from knowing him. If you ever have the choice between a new free iPod and a friend, take the iPod. It's a safe bet that you don't actually have that friend in any case. And besides, with the iPod, you can listen to this podcast. I'm sure that other guy isn't this interesting. So now that we have the ability to identify and sift out the hidden drama phages in our lives, what do you do? SSDWC Labs is working on the drama phage magnet and containment system, but it's still experimental. What next? SSDWC Social and Religious Engineering has introduced a new protocol for such situations. WWGKD. What would Genghis Khan do? Take your life back. Shoot someone up with bows and arrows. Conquer Asia. Unite the tribes of Mongolia. Practice religious tolerance. Install a meritocracy. All while gathering intelligence on your neighbors, who will become enemies. Think laying waste to all of your enemies. Even if you just visualize it, never act on it, it will definitely make you feel better. And it'll keep the drama phages away, because they like romance movies and interpersonal conflict and not giant explosions and lots of blood. So it's good.
The podcast you are listening to is part of the Between the Lines Studios Network. To find more great podcasts, please visit www.betweenthelinesstudios.com.
Hey there. I'm looking for transport as far as I can get before the air runs out. Now I can pay. You want to know how to take down the US government? Yeah, I think we can do business. I'll tell you what. You cut the deck. High card names his price. Oh, didn't I tell you? My name is Joss Kyle. Pleased to meet you.
Now, cut the deck. Play your hand, but watch the dealer. And join the resistance. From the author of Sculpting God,
Antithesis, Book 1, Predestination and Other Games of Chance. A science fiction thriller by podcast novelist J. Daniel Sawyer. Subscribe today at www.jdsawyer.net. Predestination and Other Games of Chance.
It isn't whether you win or lose. It's how you rig the game.
We here at the SSDWC would like to remind you that that is not an alien. It is in fact an SSDWC agent in a mask. Please consult Regulation 853A for instructions on who is to be fed which disinformation scenario. Hello everyone, this is Kim, the comic book goddess, and if you didn't know that already, you have definitely not been listening well enough. Go back, try again! I'd just like to remind you that we're in the middle of our first Your Moment of Kim contest. If you'd like to win a song by Kim, all of your own, either a cover or an original, all you need to do is provide us with some kind of feedback or review. Or a recording of yourself saying dude like 10 times. That's it. And you should do this by May 1st. which is actually brand new information that we hadn't given you at all before. Today's song is called Drive, and I'm keeping to myself exactly how it's related to the moment. This podcast has been produced by Comic Book Goddess Productions. If you enjoyed this podcast, please visit comicbookgoddess.com for a list of other podcasts to which Kim has contributed. Absolutely no information about the Secret Society for Delayed World Conquest, or SSDWC, is available at ssdwc.org. Seriously, we're trying to take over the world. Who has time for websites? Theme was recorded during the composition process for Holidays Suck by Devils Are Girls Best Friends. The completed song is available at myspace.com/devilsaregirlsbestfriends. Other music is by Comic Book Goddess. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives License. And it's much more fun because of that.